Welcome here to the Trojan Preview. Asa Lucas with Atlantic Head Football Coach Joe Brummer. Coach, we appreciate you being here with us today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Coach, congratulations on a 2-0 start on the year. You've had some great wins against Council Bluffs, Thomas Jefferson, and then a strong win against Clark. Now you're going to be facing Glenwood this week. And, Coach, what does a 2-0 start feel like for the Trojans this year?
Yeah, no, it's good. It's right where we want to be. The kids have played really well and executed the game plan so far, so we're going to try to continue that going into a really tough week with Glenwood.
You know, what do you credit the success of being undefeated so far into the early season?
Probably up front. You know, our offensive line's played really well. Our D-line's played pretty good. We're opening a lot of big holes. And then our running backs are doing well. Tyson O'Brien, Ethan McNeil, Gavin McLaren, Colin Rudy, even Xander Killian's had a really good game against Clark there. That overall, it's definitely the running game. I think it all starts and ends up front.
How have the practices been looking like? And have you noticed a difference in practice with this year's team versus last year's?
Yeah, no, we definitely have changed up quite a bit in practice-wise. We don't play a lot of guys both ways. You kind of notice seeing we kind of try to limit that as much as we can. So practice, we basically split it down the middle, and our offense is working on our offensive stuff. The defense is working on our defensive stuff. I think that's been a huge difference because we can put more in. We can do more things. We haven't shown a lot of it, which is really fortunate for us that we haven't had to dig deep into the bag. But offensively, we got some stuff, hopefully, we're going to use and execute properly because we've been practicing it for 4 or 5 weeks now. That it's been really good to get a lot more done in a little amount of time.
Looking back at that win against Clark last Friday, what did you like from the Trojans there?
You know, the physicality up front. I think we had the third play of the game was a big run by Ethan that he got untouched on, you know, a 65-yard toss play. So that's really good that we can get our guys to the edge and not have to worry about getting hit or touched or tackled or, you know, having to break multiple tackles before, we really get to top speed. And then we had a turnover the second possession, and then the offensive line, I think we scored 3 touchdowns, but only one of them counted type of thing that we were being physical, almost too physical with some of the holding penalties. But overall, I thought we came out with aggression and, you know, that we did a really good job of kind of taking the fight to them and not just kind of ho-humming into the game. But the kids were locked in from the start, and we played really well.
You said earlier there that you're not having players play both ways, which is, you know, a great way to keep them fresh, to keep up their energy. But what else are you doing to cultivate a culture with so much aggression and focus?
Yeah, you know, it starts in practice, and it starts with the seniors, that they do a really good job of holding kids accountable, making sure that, you know, they're doing the right thing all the time. It starts with kind of our scout team, our younger guys that are getting thrown in there, that it starts at a young age. And, you know, these seniors have played a lot of football. Some of them had to start as sophomores even with the COVID year. Some of them had to play as freshmen due to some issues and problems that came up during that year that they kind of got put into roles that they've seen a lot of football. They know kind of, you know, the speed of a varsity game. And it just pays off dividends that we have 19 seniors that know what they're doing. They lead by example. They're not afraid to positively, like, call kids out for not giving effort. So it's definitely a good thing. It's a positive culture that the kids are doing a really good job of holding each other accountable, and it's great to see.
You have 2 weeks worth of tape compared to Glenwood's 1 week, but what have you noticed about them when studying?
Yeah, they're huge. You know, they're big guys up front. Their center is like 6'6", 310. Their guard is, I think he's 6 foot. They list him at 5'11", but he looks bigger than that. He's 300. Their defensive tackle is like 6'4", 250. They're big. So it's going to be a really big test for us physicality-wise to see matching up with kids so much bigger than us, if we can still bring that same intensity, that same effort, which is the game plan and the goal. But overall, you know, really trying to make sure that we a plan for that, between that and then their speed. You know, they got Jack Johnson out there at running or wide receiver, some good stable running backs that are quick and fast behind that big line that Sioux City East did a really good job of containing them. But, you know, Sioux City East is a really good football team. That it's going to be difficult to see, you know, how we match up speed and size-wise with somebody of that caliber.
You know, you've had such an emphasis on the run game, and it's been extremely successful, but now this is going to be the biggest team you've faced all year. How can you prepare your team for such a challenge?
Yeah, you know, it's just kind of getting some bigger guys in there on scout team. We try to get some bigger looks, some bigger physicality in practice, and, mentally, physically, we've kind of seen it before. So just talking about, like, hey, you know, when you play, you know, the bigger schools, the Glenwoods, the Harlands, and the Nevadas. Like, that's the same type of intensity that we got to play with. So we try to bring it out in practice, and I think it's gone really well for us this week, of mentally and physically, like, watching film, preparing, making sure, you know, a quality over quantity of reps to make sure that we're healthy and fresh going into Friday.
And what's going to be one of your goals or expectations for your group against Glenwood?
Yeah, you know, it's always come down to attitude and effort. We always talk about that. It's not going to be, I fully envision we're going to have to punt this week. It's one of those things that we have to make sure that we're not going to score every time. It's not going to be a touchdown every series that we're preparing, that it's going to be a struggle. It's not going to just click and work, and we're not just going to be able to run whatever we want. That some things are going to go bad is how we respond and how we, like, get up from getting knocked down. So it's one of those things of just reassuring the kids and talking to them about, like, how we respond, how our attitude is, and how our effort is going into it. That'll dictate kind of the outcome of the game.
Absolutely. Once again, I want to thank you, Coach Brummer, for joining us here on week 2 of the Trojan Preview on KJAN.